This is a story about Anfield's famous boot room. And it starts with Joe, Smoking's young Fagan, the kid from Scotty Road. He arrived in 1958 to work with Bob Paisley and Reuben Bennett. Within a year, Bill Shankly was their boss. Joe also lent a hand and a load of old kit to local amateur side Guinness Exports, whose chairman, Paul Orr, would repay his kindness with a few crates of the black stuff. The ale was stashed away deep within the main stand, and that was where it started. While Shankly worked from his office, his coaches packed into the boot room. New recruits were handpicked. There was Jeff Twentyman, Ronnie Moran, Tom Saunders, John Bennison, and Roy Evans. Players were forbidden entry, but opposition managers were warmly welcomed before the brains were picked for precious knowledge. Celebrities made the guest list too, but had to make do with a bottle of stout. From this humble room, Liverpool's rise was devised and documented. Modest men mapped out plans for domination. They forged unstoppable teams who swept all aside, in England and abroad. Until one day, the room where success was built over. But the boot room spirit lives on, because it was never just bricks and mortar. It was an ethos forged through dedication and detail, and of course the odd bottle of stout. Step into the boot room with Standard Chartered's AR Experience.